Good morning. I'd like to welcome everybody here on this Holy Trinity Sunday. A couple of announcements. I want to personally thank Joe and Bonnie Hedrick for going and visiting our shut-ins this past week. If anyone else would like to visit them while Pastor Matt is away, let me know. And anyone that knows of anybody that needs a visit, let me know. Men's group is planning on meeting tomorrow night, come rain or shine, more or less rain. And the hymns today, Chip, the first one, this is an experiment, will be shown on the screen, the words to it. Not 100% sure they're the correct words, but I go by your hymnal, we'll just see how it goes. Next week, Pastor Linda Fulton will be with us. And any other announcements? The motorcycle ride yesterday for the backpacks, last I heard, I think about $650 was raised. So that was a good time had by all, and a good amount of money raised for the backpack program. Does anybody else have any announcements? Joe Davis has one. Starting at 5 o'clock on June the 3rd. Is that you? Do prayer shawls next? Prayer shawls next. We have a few prayer shawls. One.
Judy's reminded me that we need to sign up for our summer anthem. She says, please, because we only have Rosalie that's signed up so far. So the list is out in the hall, so please sign up. So we made a boo-boo last week. These kids just grow up entirely too fast. Benjamin Gates is a senior also. So of course he is the son of Jenna and Brian Cicito, and the grandson of Jana and Bobby Waitman, and he graduated from Central Davidson, and he plans to go to Western Carolina. So this blanket is for him, so if y'all will bless this.
Yes, I was supposed to mention that signing up for music for the summer. If you don't sign up, I may sing a solo. Please sign up for your benefit. Birthdays today. Happy birthday to Joe, Greg, Johnny, Lisa, Judy, Maddie, Jordan, Nathan, Pastor Matt. Happy anniversary to Gary and Paula Hedrick. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may peace which passes all understanding abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you.
as you can see, I'm not Pastor Matt. So if I get mixed up or stop or something, just keep me going. We'll begin our confession or our service on page 94. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who forgives all our sins, whose mercy endures forever. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Most merciful God, we confess that we are
captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and have committed sins against you.
Loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive in Christ. By grace you have been saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship you, your glory, eternal, three in one, and we praise your power, majestic, one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless days of joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let's go ahead and continue with the children's service.
Good morning. How is everybody today? Good. All right. All right. So tomorrow we've got a national holiday. Do you guys know what holiday it is?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Do you know what Memorial Day is about?
It's about the people that fought for us in the wars and died for us.
That's exactly right. So today I want to talk a little bit about freedom. Okay. So a few weeks ago we celebrated Easter when Jesus rose from the dead. Do you remember why he died?
For our sin.
For our sins, to set us free from sin, right? So that in that way, that's what many of our soldiers who've died over the years have done. They've died for freedom. Freedom for us, all the way back from the French and Indian War, American Revolution, okay? But also, we have many that have died protecting others. And we need to be thankful for what they've done and to honor them properly, okay? So they did just what Jesus did. They died to help someone else. So what are your plans for tomorrow?
No school.
No school, okay. That's freedom, right? Another example of freedom, okay? So tomorrow, at some point in time, what I want you to do is I want you to say a prayer where you thank God for all those veterans, all those soldiers who gave the ultimate sacrifice of their life for freedom, for us and others across the world.
And soldiers, some soldiers freed us from England.
You're exactly right. You remember which war that was? My history teacher's coming out. There we go. Okay. I've got juniors that I know that didn't know that answer. So, all right, so let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you give us. We thank you for freeing us from sin. And we thank you for the many soldiers who have fought and died in service to keep us free. In your heavenly name, amen.
Amen.
All right. You guys have a great day off from school.
Trinity Sunday is from Isaiah. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple. Seraphs were in attendance above him. Each had six wings. With two they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. And one called to the other and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." The pivots on the threshold shook as the voices of those who called, and the house filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me! I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Yet my eyes have seen the Lord, the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphs flew to me, holding a live coal that had been taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. The seraph touched my mouth with it and said, "Now that this has touched your lips, your guilt has parted and your sin is blotted out." Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go for us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." The word of the Lord. The psalm for today is Psalm 29, and we will say it by all of it. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory is waters. The Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. The makes the Lebanon skip like a calf and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all say glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. The second reading for today is from Romans. Brothers and sisters, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but that you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, is that the very Spirit here in witness with our spirit that we are children of God? And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If, in fact, we suffer with him so that we may be glorified with him. The Lord, the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to John. Now there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God. Jesus answered him, Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above. Nicodemus said to him, How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. Who is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered him, Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world may be saved through him. Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. And no, I am not going to do a sermon today. We're going to have a hymn sing, but first I wanted to share with you what Mickey and I did Friday night. We went to the Barn Dinner Theater with Butch and Elizabeth Conrad in celebration of our anniversary last week. And the play that they were showing, or that they showed, was about a Lutheran church. It was called Christian Women's in the Basement. And it was about a Lutheran church in the north, somewhere around Minneapolis, Minnesota. And all four of us at the same time said, Missouri Synod. But it was about this Lutheran church and their everyday life. And the one thing that they were doing this particular time was about confirmation. And I was thinking about it. It made me remember a talk that my mamma and I had one time about confirmation. I asked her what was the most important day of her life. And I expect her to say, oh, when she married Papa, or you know, when she had children or something like that. But she said Confirmation Day. She said that was the most important day of her life because she knew that she belonged to Jesus Christ and was in the Lutheran church. And I was thinking about that. I said, do you remember your confirmation? Did you have to go before the congregation and stand up before the preacher and ask questions? Answer questions? I was looking at the confirmation pictures back here, and the earliest picture we have is 1948 on our confirmation thing. So this particular play was about this little lady's confirmation and the fact that she was going to have to stand up and answer, and she didn't know what the question was that she was going to have to answer, whether it would be from the small catechism or from, you know, from the Bible or anything like that. And she was worried about that. And I can imagine, I got lucky. I was in between preachers, so when I had confirmation, it was not hardly anything at all. But I just thought that was amazing that was so important to those people in that particular Lutheran church. And I was just curious as to that was the same here. You know, I know it was important, but not the most important thing at Beck's Lutheran, I guess, or at least to me. And the other thing that we learned about Lutherans was that Lutheran men could not say, I love you. Do you believe that? That's what he said, didn't they, honey? That Lutheran men cannot say, I love you. Huh? I guess so. That's the reason Butch, Elizabeth, and Mickey and I said, Missouri Synod. I know, all of you have this little paper right here? Can the ushers give out some if they have it? If you guys will be looking, the ones that do have it, be looking at the hymns and pick one out and just call it out. Sandra? Oh, yeah. Number 7, okay. We'll be singing it while the rest of you get some. There's only 39, so we may have to share. We're going to sing the first and last verses. And the first one is, I, the Lord, the sea and sky.
Thank you.
Number 9, what a fellowship. One of my favorites. What, 30?
Thank you.
Next? 19.
Twelve.
Two more. 25. Okay, let's do a patriotic song for our last one. It's in your hymnal 888. Let's do the first and last verses as well. Thank you. Sometimes hearing the words of all these older songs or even the newer ones, it's more of a blessing and reminder than a sermon is. Let us say what we believe by the use of the Nicene Creed found on page 104 or on the wall. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty.
Maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one God.
filled with the Holy Spirit, we join with the church in every place, praying for the world that God so loves. Abba, when we cry to you, your Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Give to your church the confidence of the children of God, so that we boldly share with everyone your world-saving love. Lord, in your mercy. The whole earth is full of your glory. Cities teem, fields flourish, mountains soar, and waters abound. Blot out our sin of spoiling your creation. Send us to go for you, mending what is torn and tattered in your world. Lord, in your mercy. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son. In these days when nations condemns nations, save us. Give us strength and fill us with your justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy. Your people cry out to you, seeking the goodness and hope of your wholeness. Let the wind of your spirit blow into the lives of all who suffer from injustice, want, or anguish of any kind, especially those we name in your heart and in our bulletin. Lord, in your mercy. In our living and in our dying, we belong to you. In loving remembrance, and we honor those who live with scars who have died defending our nation. Beat our swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. And teach us your ways, Lord, in your mercy. Hear our prayer. By the source guidance of your Holy Spirit, O God, we lift up our prayers in trust and thanksgiving through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us share the peace.
Name on high.
Let us bless what we gave and bless what we have by the use of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
May the Almighty God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Let us say our mission statement. People of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go in peace, serve the risen Lord.